Hello, Nina.
Hi, Ian. Good evening to you, beautiful you.
Good evening to you, beautiful you.
Thank you. I just drove back into my driveway and it looks like there was a little bit of rain and it feels good. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm happy. And I'm
Good.
hoping it's going to rain over here.
Yeah, Tudor says it was just a few drops, but boy, it feels like very nourishing
Yeah.
in the heat.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, we've been missing out and of course nature and the creator knows what it's doing, but it sure feels like we're missing out.
For sure. It is the peak of the fire. I don't know where everybody else is on the call, but just saying good evening to you on this summer evening. And yeah, let's get started. Dear Ian, we'll start our prayer. Welcoming everybody, saying greetings, saluting you on the peak of the fire, in the heat of the summer, on this day where we are taking a pause and time out of whatever it is that we're doing to go into fellowship and connecting with the light of our Creator and illuminating the light of our divinity. Giving thanks for this opportunity to do just that and to shine brightly and to be able to purify and to restore ourselves back to peace. So, inviting us all to slow down our breath and just relax into this present moment. And to work with all the power of our spirit to let go, to dissolve, to surrender, to open, to relax. And specifically, all of the burdens that we are carrying from our day and that are beyond our day, that and all the things that are beyond our control, to really work with letting them go, to opening up to this power of this prayer, to the light of our Creator and of our Holy Mother, and surrendering before we even get deeply into the prayer, surrendering all that we are carrying, all that we've been efforting into the light of our heart of our Creator, into the arms of our Holy Divine Mother, relinquishing that feeling of needing to be in control and allowing ourselves to melt into the mystery, into the divine flame of the heart of God. And we call upon you, Father Creator and Holy Divine Mother, and we say thank you this evening as we are petitioning you and surrendering to you all at once, letting go and opening up to commune and be in deep, deep connection with divine love, with your wisdom and with your power and with your beauty. And we are praying this evening as we are opening up this prayer, we are calling out to the teachers and angels and masters and guides and archangels that work for the higher planes of attunement to sponsor this prayer, to help us to raise our attunements, to help us to be on track with the love in our hearts, with kindness in our hearts, with good choices, to be able to let go of those resentments that get built up over time and the ways in which we carry those thought forms and stories that are not even us, but that we often believe is true. and that we believe is us and is the farthest truth from who we truly are. So we pray this evening that we can really align with who we truly are through your guidance, Creator, through your love, Mother, through the beauty of God, that we can recognize the beauty of the divine, the beauty of God in all of creation, in ourselves, and in each other, and in our lives, in those areas where we are afraid, where we think things should be different, that we can step up to a higher vantage point and see through your eyes, Creator, to see the divine plan, to allow ourselves to relax and fall into acceptance so that we can hear your voice and to hear our own divine voice that is guided by you so that we can walk forward. And we can learn our lessons and we can stay on path, stay on purpose, stay true to the love that we are. And that we can understand the responsibility that we have here on earth just by being alive, that by living in connection, by living in that grace within, that we are actually making a difference to all our relations. I'm praying that we can learn how to be more in connection with you, connection with our heart, connection with grace, and praying at this time to restore our faith in the unknown and the beauty of the mystery. And for those of us who are going through hardships, or may know others that are going through hardships, we pray at this time that this illuminating light of the sun and of the grace of God can penetrate and bring relief, and that the beautiful earth angels and guidance of others that can help support can come in and help us to remember that we are not alone. Remember that we are beautiful, strong, and true. Praying that we can get out of our own way and receive and be and flourish and expand and shower the earth and the universe with the love that we are. I'm taking a moment where wherever we are, as we have softened and expanded and feel the radiance of the Spirit of God and the grace and peace that exists within and all around, that we can take a moment to anchor this into the earth, to feel the illuminating radiance of the light of the sun and the mother and the father, to move through us, to activate our spinal column to be upright, to dissolve the blockages, and to anchor the light of the sun right here to the earth, and to raise the frequency and the attunements, the dimensional attunements, to new levels, to new heights, to new sights, lifting up our mind to align with divine mind, with the higher dimensional forces of love, of grace, of truth, breaking us free from the illusion of the matrix and of the strongholds of the falsehood, and liberating us so that we can awaken to the sequence of our truest imprint, of our geometrical coding, of the blueprint of our sacredness, of our floral essence. So, taking a moment here to be able to see that, experience that, be grateful for this, and celebrating this. Celebrate that we know we have the keys to unlock those hidden treasures of the truth. and that we are here committed to see that through. And as we are anchoring this light and illuminating our higher frequency and our truest geometric coding, that we share this with the world, the great mysteries, the golden keys to the gates of ascension, to the light of God, to the opening and the piercing of the veil, lifting of the veil, rippling out to the collective consciousness, rippling out to the sacred holy waters, bringing peace in the imprint of this beautiful truth and the essence of love. And all around the globe, wherever we find ourselves traveling to within our imagination, in our imagination, to share this frequency, this golden, uplifting, illuminating frequency of the light of the sun, of the light of the creator, and seeing the beauty being restored. Giving thanks to the thunder beings that just acknowledge that prayer, our connection to all of life when we wake up and move out of the illusion of the smaller self and into the higher self, seeing that everything is reflecting, everything is communicating and in relationship. And praying to be good co-creators with creation, to live in harmony, in sync with our thought forms, with our choices, with our actions. And as we are radiating this prayer, we take a moment, a pause to hold up those who are going through pain and suffering. We know so many that are going through the turbulent times, including all of us on the phone, something that has been turbulent. We are praying for this alchemizing force to come in and to bring some balance and clarity and strength and courage to persevere with peace, with clarity. And others that we know, extended out, connected to us, connected to our loved ones, we send this prayer. We send this love. We anchor in this healing force, this radiance. Lifting up our beloved Francisco Rico. Just asking for a deep prayer upon his heart, upon his body, to clear the dross, to uplift his vibration, to bring in miraculous healing wherever he needs it in his soul, in his heart, in his mind, in his body, clearing his field of the dross, calling in the archangels, teachers, masters, angels, and guides to sponsor healing for him, to sponsor a beautiful embrace of love from the divine realms for all of his goodness and service, that he can feel the love of God holding him, uplifting him, bringing grace and healing. Lifting up our beloved Monia Pierce, that she too can be held in that true embrace of love from mother, from father, from the highest frequencies of the divine planes of attunement, higher divine planes of attunement, sponsoring her healing and her faith and her uplifted perspective on life and on herself, relationship with life and herself, bringing transformation and joy. Bringing this prayer back into our own center, into our hearts, into our souls, our minds, asking for grace. And also continuing lifting up our beloved Leslie McQuaid, holding her with the love of our mother and of our father, and bringing the spirit of God into her home, into the home within her heart, into the home within her house, her residence, her husband, and praying for the spirit of God and grace to bring peace and clarity and joy and understanding and support, sponsoring this prayer, praying for the love of God to embrace her and to embrace all of us, feeling that love in our hearts, feeling the love for ourselves this evening, celebrating in this love, celebrating in the victory on this hot summer day, wherever we are, that we can share the power of this prayer and anchor it down wherever we are standing in the earth, wherever we are in the globe, and illuminating it to the universe and to all of creation. And we say these prayers in the name of God, in the name of love, and in the name of truth. Om Mateo.
Om Mateo. Thank you, Nina, for continually inviting us to relax into our breath, our Holy Mother and Father, and the power of our own spirit to surrender to life and the heart of God, that we can recognize the beauty of God in our lives and everything around us, so we can walk forward guided by the divine and living in connection. Feeling the radiance of the sun, the moon, the stars, and of the Creator to align with the divine mind and the higher forces of truth and love, to be liberated and exist as our innate geometric coding and floral essence, to lift the veil with our beingness and bring peace and restore beauty in our lives and on the earth, that we can walk forward in courage, strength, beauty, and God.
Good one. Thank you so much.
You're so
Appreciate that
welcome.
recap.
So many of you likely know that there's a class happening in about 40 minutes for the peak of the fire. We rise upright in the light. During the peak of the fire, we work to meet the culmination of the light and the completion of this year's cycle with an upright stance, where we claim the victory of the divine. This is the midpoint between the summer solstice and the fall equinox, when the heat intensifies both within and around us. I'm sure we can all see it and feel it. So this class invites us to explore how to align ourselves in a healthy, grounded way amid this fiery peak. So I hope to see you all there and more.
Me too.
Yes,
A powerful time in the cycle of the earth, and looking out the window, looking at the sunflowers, and we'll be talking about the power of the message of the sunflower and how we have that imprint coding within. The wind is coming really strong as I'm saying that, so looking forward to being together in this way. And inviting all of you who have a call to receive that message and transmission.
and for this class, we're offering the Sunflower Gateway Essence at a discounted price to the class participants. So if this is something that calls to you, it's a good thing the sunflower just reaches straight up to the sun.
Beautiful. So we will see you soon. And anything else you have to say, beautiful Ian?
I love you.
I love you too. And we love everyone on this call. You could tell we're bursting with love, sharing the love with you and gratitude to be in the space to pray together in this way. Thank you always for showing up, every one of you. It makes a difference what we do. So thank you for making the time.
May you go in peace.